Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Trusting Jesus is a process. When there's a little thing in life that we're concerned about, we can ask Him for help and He will prove that He is trustworthy. And then when bigger things come, we learn to trust Him in the bigger things. And that's how we grow in Him. I used to be very concerned about not having enough money. But as I learned to trust Jesus, now it doesn't really bother me anymore. Jesus has proved to us over and over and over that when we put Him first, He will take care of us.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Hi, boys and girls. Have you ever gone on a trip? Well, we're going to talk about going on a trip today. But before we do, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, thank You for this time we get to spend with You. Help us to put aside the distractions that might be in our lives, to turn off the TV, to turn off the music, to focus on You and on what You have to say to us. We love You, Lord. Amen. I love going on trips. I love road trips. I love airplane trips. I love, well, I would say walking trips, but usually we go camping and then we just hike from there. Did you know that some people go on hiking trips where they'll hike a trail that is thousands of miles long? There are many people who walk the PCT. That's the Pacific Crest Trail. And it starts here in the United States, right at the border of Mexico and the United States in California. And people go and they get dropped off there and then they walk and they hike all up through the desert. Then they hike through the mountains of the Sierra Nevada mountains. And then they hike through Oregon and through Washington. And pretty soon after 100 and something miles, they make it to Canada, where the United States meets up with Canada, and that's where the trail ends. And so they hike all the way up and all the way across. There's other trails like the Continental Divide Trail that starts in Mexico and New Mexico in the United States, and you hike all the way up to Canada. There's the El Camino Trail that's over in Spain. There's all sorts of trails that people hike on. Now, in order to hike on a trail, you really need to have a map because there might be other trails that go off of the main trail, and so it's important to have a map. Well, today we're talking about Paul and Barnabas. Remember, it used to be Saul and Barnabas, but from now on, the Bible calls him Paul, and so that's what we're going to do too. Well, Paul and Barnabas were going on journeys, on missionary journeys to different cities to share about Jesus. And something that might help you and your family is if you get a map and you figure out the different cities where Paul and Barnabas went. In many Bibles, there's a map in the back of your Bible that have the missionary journeys of Paul. You can also look on the internet to find a biblical map, but you need your parents' help. Never get on the internet without your parents. But what really helps me to visualize this and know what it's like is to see it on a map, to look at these different cities that we're talking about and that they're going to. And you can figure out how far it is, how long it would take you. You could even look up pictures about what they look like today. There's so many different ideas that you can do, and I want to encourage you to do that. Paul and Barnabas were in Antioch, right? Well, now they're going to go to Iconium. Iconium, that sounds like medication or something. Iconium. And you know what? On Sabbath, they went to the synagogue. So what day did they go to the synagogue? On Sabbath. That's where they went and they preached about Jesus. Well, just like in Antioch, those who chose not to believe in Jesus, guess what they did? They tried to make trouble. They became troublemakers. Let's look at Acts chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. We're now in Acts chapter 14. Wow, we've been going through the book of Acts, haven't we? Acts chapter 14. Acts is right after John, right before Romans. Once you get to Acts, then you're going to look for those big numbers, chapter 14, and we're going to look at verse 1 and 2. So verse 1 is right there where the chapter 14 is. Acts chapter 14, verse 1 and 2.
Now it happened in Iconium that they went together to the synagogue of the Jews, and so spoke that a great multitude of the Jews and the Greeks believed. The unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren.
There were a lot of people there. It says they spoke to a great multitude. That means a lot of people. And then what happened? The unbelieving Jews, the Jews who did not believe in Jesus, started stirring up the Gentiles and poisoning their minds. Ooh, is it good to poison people? No, it means to turn against or to kill. They started poisoning their minds. Well, this time, did Paul and Barnabas stop preaching or did they keep right on preaching? Look at verse 3.
Therefore, they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who is bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
They didn't go away. They didn't stop. They stayed there a long time. They bore witness to the Lord and to his word. And what else did they do? Signs and wonders. What are signs and wonders? That's like miracles. Jesus did miracles through Paul and Barnabas. You know, sometimes Paul and Barnabas, when there was trouble stirred up, they would leave. And sometimes when there was trouble stirred up, they would stay and just work that much harder. What made the difference? How did they know what they were supposed to do? It reminds me of a verse in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 31, and it says, "You shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way. Walk you in it.'" Jesus was speaking to Paul and Barnabas. He was telling them when it was time to move on and when it was time to stay. Well, as people watched, as they listened, some of them believed in Jesus. But you know what? Others didn't. Those who did not believe, they joined the rulers. They even planned to kill Paul and Barnabas. Look at verse 4 and verse 5. Acts chapter 14, verse 4 and 5.
But the multitude of the city was divided. Part sided with the Jews and part with the apostles. And when a violent attempt was made by both the Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to abuse and stone them.
So now there was real trouble. Well, some of the friends of Paul and Barnabas warned them about their enemies' plans. So you know what they did? They quickly left and they went to other cities. Did they keep right on preaching and teaching? Oh, yes, they did. Look at verse 6 and 7.
They became aware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding region. And they were preaching the gospel there.
So they went to another city. Well, one of the cities that they went to was called Lystra. There weren't any synagogues in Lystra, and many of the people were heathen. But some of them listened as Paul and Barnabas told them about Jesus. You know what happened? One day, Paul was telling the people about Jesus, and he saw a crippled man who was eagerly listening. The man had never walked before, and Paul could tell that he believed the wonderful things that he was hearing about Jesus. So you know what Paul did? Yes, he healed him. Yes, you're right. Well, the Bible tells us exactly what happened. Look at verse 8, 9, and 10.
And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently, seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and walked.
Wow, he leaped to his feet. Have you ever seen someone or something leap to their feet? They get all excited? Yeah, that's how he was. He was so excited. He could walk, he could run, he could jump. God was doing mighty and powerful things through Paul and Barnabas, and Satan was working really hard to stop the work. But was he succeeding? No. They kept on in the power of God to tell people about Jesus. Boys and girls, we want to keep on. We want to press on. Even when things are hard, even when things are tough, we need to pray and to talk to Jesus and to ask him for his power. And guess what'll happen? He will help us to be able to move forward step by step. Aren't you glad that he's there for us? I know I am. Let's bow our heads and close in prayer. Lord, you are so powerful. You are so loving. You have compassion and care. I thank you so much for what you are doing in our lives. Help us to be bold like Saul, to be brave like Barnabas. Help us to share your message with those around us and to see opportunities to give people a word of encouragement. Thank you. Amen. We have our memory verse. What is it? John 14:27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." Aren't you glad that Jesus gives us peace? He promises his perfect peace. We don't have to be troubled. We don't have to be afraid.
John 14:27.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.